It's not often you get to write a review that is also a preview. However, since the Williamstown Theater Festival's world premiere of the musical Row has just been released by Audible Theater, and almost simultaneously with the release, it was announced it would be given a live production at the festival this summer. This is a two-for-one recommendation for the show. Row is one of the most satisfying works I've encountered in a very long time, as the material works on many levels. It effectively captures the excitement of Tori Merden, trying to be the first woman to row alone across the Atlantic Ocean. Even more important, it captures the soul of an individual who, despite amazing personal accomplishments, needs a type of monastic journey to find peace and satisfaction with her life. It's a story that offers profound insights. It is told with wry humor and is supported by a score that is almost subliminal in its charm. The music by Dawn Landes is ideal in supporting a mood as it finds the moment that needs a happy tune to break the tension. She also offers evocative songs that bring even more depth to a poignant experience. The book by Daniel Goldstein provides us with the power of a woman's experience, while Landes' lyrics add a philosophical understanding as to why a self-examined life is important. Row is so good at stimulating imagination that it's justifiable to wonder how a live performance can improve on it. The imagination can replicate 40-foot waves in 110-mile-an-hour winds or emphasize the torture of being in the sun for over 80 days, most of which are spent moving oars in an ocean on only a couple of hours' sleep. In person, both are difficult to achieve. Yet, the choice to perform the show by the reflecting pool at the Carr Museum in Williamstown suggests the show will be an exciting event on its own. You can purchase tickets in advance for the July 13th, August 8th run, and I suggest you do. Based on the Audible presentation, I trust director Tyne Raffaele to rise to the occasion. Tori is a 35-year-old woman who has already lived a worthy life. She's got a bachelor's degree in psychology from Smith, where she started on the basketball court. She later obtained a Master of Divinity degree and an MFA in writing from Harvard. Eventually, she also earns a law degree. However, her scholarly achievements are not used to build wealth or power. Her childhood was devoted to protecting her learning disabled brother, Lamar. In the 1990s, she worked in a poor Boston City hospital as a chaplain and later was a director of a regional center for the homeless. She lived in a while in Kenya, trying to help ease the poverty of that nation. Tori also had a craving for adventure. She climbed mountains on five continents and ice-climbed Alaska's Brooks and Muldrow Glacier. Again, this was not done for fame or glory. In the play, she asked a person to name the first woman to climb the summit of Mount Everest. No answer. Then she asks, who was the first woman to ski to the geographical South Pole? Again, no answer. She admits the latter was a trick question because she was that person. Her point was about female accomplishments being anonymous. In Row, we learn these things as flashbacks, because that's the point of the play. Rowing is a perfect metaphor for understanding life. As a rower, you look back on what you are leaving instead of looking ahead to where you are going. The past is behind you. The future is unknown. All that's left is the present. Tori learns by challenging the ocean how small and helpless she is, and that even a life well-lived and a devotion to the most vulnerable among us is not always satisfying. She has to learn that even the most compassionate, driven, and accomplished person has little control of anything but her own life. This is revealed through memories of the mentors on her journey through life. Perhaps the most influential was a Jesuit priest dying from cancer in Boston City Hospital. He tells her, "You can't travel a path to wisdom on a featherbed." Tori knew little about featherbeds. Indeed, her thesis at Divinity School was Theology of Adventure. However, on her row, she learns that adventure is as much an inward experience as it is conquering a challenge. However, it is his other advice that resonates throughout the play. He tries to soothe her sense of not being able to change the world by telling her, "Let your heart be broken by the things that break the heart of God." Her arduous journey teaches that overcoming adversity and resilience after failure is as important as his victory. Row is filled with many important life lessons, but it is far from being a didactic piece of theater. There is whimsy and humor as well. Consider that many in the play who give Tori the strength and wisdom and fortitude to do the impossible are Tina Turner, Bette Midler, Cher, Amelia Earhart, and Muhammad Ali. There is even romance as Tori, whose full name is now Tori Merden McClure, proposes to her future husband from the middle of the Atlantic Ocean. His answer, sure, why not? Why not? It's the answer to why people find the courage to achieve the impossible. Row is inspirational, but it's also a lot of fun. It's available now on Audible Theater and plays the Clock in Williamstown July 13th to August 8th. For more information, go to WPFestival.org. This is Bob Geffert from the Troy Record.